Ian Begley, Nick Center, Mitchell Robinson not going to be ready for the start of the regular season. Depending on the rehab process, now remember, no Hartenstein, so this is not good, where it's not like, you know, last year Hartenstein back in there. Yeah. Depending on rehab process, December, January is a target for Robinson's return. Robinson recovering from an off-season ankle surgery. Knicks and Robinson don't want to this is right from Ian Begley's Twitter here. Knicks and Robinson do not want to rush the rehab process and both want Robinson 100% healthy before his return. The Knicks are internally confident in the depth and versatility of the team to compete while Robinson is out. But no Hartenstein and now no Robinson for December, January.
Yeah, and they start October 22nd at Boston there. So, you know, 20 games or so. But, you know, if you're a Knick, you are the Knicks, you learn how to play without Mitchell Robinson because he's never healthy. So now it's further complicated. Excuse me, further complicated because Hartenstein is no longer here. And
Who is it?
Well,
I don't even remember.
Julius Randle's going to play some five. You have Jericho Sims. I'm not just saying he's still on the roster.
Let's hope that he's a little more ready this year.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some video of him. Now, what does this mean? I also saw a video 3 years in a row of Mitchell Robinson shooting threes, and he still can't even shoot a free throw. Yeah. So what does that really mean? Not a ton, but Jericho Sims' body looks absolutely yoked.
I've always liked him.
Me too.
Physically,
I've been intrigued by him.
Yeah.
Me too.
But he's got no offensive game at all.
Well, you don't really need it with all those shooters and obviously Randle coming back here. Now, he's never going to be the passer. This is where I think the Knicks, and I don't want to go nuts on Knicks. Yeah. It's a big deal. Yeah. Big Yankees, Mets, Giants Day, obviously BT and Sal on the fan. But the Hartenstein trait that's going to be most glaring in terms of being gone is his passing. You know, they just work in the high post and hitting guys on the cut and being so adept, not only finishing left or right hand at the rim, his IQ may have been, he might be right there with Jalen Brunson. Like, that's how important Hartenstein was. Now, I can't get on the Knicks because they just couldn't afford him. It's not that they didn't want to pay him. They weren't allowed to pay more than $16 or $17 million based on the contract in the CBA. So I think if Randle acquiesces a little bit, and I think that he will be saying the right thing. I think you can get away with Randle playing some five against certain teams, and if Sims takes a step forward, I think they'll be fine. But, man, Hartenstein, you know how much I love him.
Yeah, I know you did, and I would always favor Mitchell Robinson, unfortunately, just because I like guys that are great at even just one thing, where Mitch, excuse me, is great at defense and rebounding. Well, I'm trying to look at the roster, though. Who even are the other options here? Ariel Hakpoti is the other center listed on the roster.
I don't know. I don't know much about him.
Me neither. Like you said, with Randle. Oh, Achiuwa. Achiuwa would be another option
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Forgot about Achiuwa.
Matchup based.
Bringing him back. All right. I mean, I think it's going to be, like you said, a lot of Randle at the five, which is something they probably wanted to do anyway.
Mm.
But talk about a different look than what Robinson brings at center.
Just think, and again, more of a conversation down the road. Just imagine if Randle fits in seamlessly with this unit. As some of you, now, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Some of you think that he will, but imagine if he does. Mm.
They should be loaded up. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. John is in Malvern. What's up, John?
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, John.
All right. I was watching the ESPN broadcast last night of the Mets, and I don't know if it was Perez or one of them said, provided they make the playoffs, they got one of the deepest rosters in baseball, and they should, fare pretty well. I remember a couple of months ago, BT, you said that their roster was brutal. Mm-hmm. How do you feel now?
Well, I mean, obviously, I've been proven wrong to an extent. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, to a large extent.
All right.
They look like they look very, very good. I mean, I didn't think the roster was bad then, but it just seems like this guy's making the right moves. I don't know.
Well, listen, I didn't think the roster was very good. I didn't. And they have, I still think in certain spots they've overachieved a little bit, but I don't even need to qualify. We're way past that point. The Mets have had an outstanding season. I was wrong with a few things with Lindor. Now finish the race.
Yeah, like, they're not there yet.
There's nothing else to say. Like, the Mets have had, they've given you an awesome season. Enjoy it. I've enjoyed watching the Mets. The Mets are fun to watch.
Right. Here's part of the problem. And I didn't think the Mets had an awful roster coming into the year. But when they're 11 games under 500, I wanted to blow everything up. I mean, just like any sane individual would have. But look at the rotation, because we've always felt one thing that we did agree with coming into the year, that the rotation would be the weak point of this team. Not only coming into the year, but then in season, we thought that that would be the weak point. When the Mets started to take off and become one of the best teams in baseball in June, it was because of the offense. And the offense has proven to be inconsistent, certainly with inconsistent individuals while they're getting timely hitting or good performances from certain guys. Vientos, Iglesias, blah, 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 so on. Acuna now. The rotation was always going to be the question mark. Did anybody think that Sean Manaea, and I like the signing, did anybody think that Sean Manaea would be an ace? Like, even the Mets. I was screaming for Blake Snell. Why? Because I knew the Mets needed an ace. I was right that they needed an ace. I was wrong not thinking that they had one on the roster. Manaea turned out to be an ace.
But Stearns wasn't wrong. Now, again, I'm sure he got a little lucky there, you know, but then he structured the contract. Now, Manaea's going to opt out, but he structured the contract where it was more of a commitment to Manaea than it was Seve. Seve was one year, 10 mil,
Manaea,
and Manaea
has
2 years, so with the opt out. Yeah. So there was obviously more belief in Manaea's ability. Now, what you start the season,
I'm talking about an ace, though.
Well, you're thinking Sang is your ace.
Yeah.
So do I think that Stearns thought that Manaea could be number two? Probably.
Yeah. He was not, though, an ace even or number two. Seve was their best pitcher. And then think about this. Tyler McGill, David Peterson.
When you say Seve, you mean Seve coming into the season?
Severino for the Mets the first half of the year was their best pitcher. Manaea, until he changed his arm.
Yeah, Manaea took off the last couple of months.
Yeah, when he changed his arm angle to match Chris Sale, he's turned into an ace. The ace that I thought that they needed at the trade deadline, well, he's turned into that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Manaea and Severino, legit 1-2. You have Tyler McGill. Anybody think Tyler McGill at this point would do it? David Peterson. Anybody think David Peterson would do what he did?
No,
Quintana's been pretty good.
But that's why I'm okay saying I was wrong.
I'm just saying.
It's not like they were trotting out, you know, Darling, Gooden, Ojeda, El Cid, and Rick Aguilera, where I'm sitting here saying it's going to be a bad rotation. Like, everything that I said about the Mets was rooted in the reality at the time of who a lot of these players were. Things change.
Jose Iglesias has turned into...
Come on! Nobody even knew him.
He was out of the league.
As a great fielder, but we didn't even mention his name once. He was in the minor leagues, dude.
He couldn't get to the big leagues. You're right. He was known to have a great glove, but they didn't like his defensive metrics. Said he had no range. So we worked on it. He wasn't even here to start. Vientos, they signed J.D. Martinez because they didn't think Vientos was going to get the opportunity. So it's not just BT or not just us.
They gave Beatty a chance first.
Right,
think about that. Over Vientos. And Vientos went to Syracuse, and he just mashed, and he said, now you have to call me. Now I'm not leaving.
Yeah, basically. Right.
Now you can't leave.
Now you can't send me now.
Yeah.